when people are doing impressions of Cantonese speakers, whether it's Mandarin speakers or other languages, when they say, "Oh, listen, I'm a Cantonese speaker," do you know what those kind of stereotypes are?
Okay, firstly, we stress every syllable. Because I can't remember, we're not time stressed, I can't remember what's the term now. So stress every syllable, glottal stop. And also because that contribute because we don't pronounce the final P, T and K sound, the p t k sound is a hold one. And usually that we will use our vocal folds close to stop it. And so basically you will hear the Cantonese sound is so choppy. It's like da 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 da. That's the characteristic that or we say stereotype. And there are certain sounds that we don't have, for example, like a th sound. We use f's to represent to replace it. And we don't have e. Yeah, we have e, but when we say she, you we I mean in Hong Kong we will use another vowel to replace it, which is the u sound, she, instead of she, not lip spreading but lip rounded, she. That's roughly the characteristic, of
And again,
stereotype.
some l r, in, you know, the l and the r confusion,
We don't
or is
have
it?
our sound,
Okay,
that's
so you're
more or
using the
less.
sound in between, like Mandarin.
The Mandarin, the Beijing accent, they have our sound. Very strong R in the end, but in Cantonese we don't have an. We have our sound, but it's. No, we don't. I can't. Sorry.
Is that a mosquito?
No,
Oh.
I'm just looking into this book.
Okay.
I'm cheating.
Oh, I have it in front of me too.
No, we don't. In
Look.
Cantonese, there is no R sound at all.
Oh, book buddies. Okay, and is it, sorry, and I'm sure Marina's listening to this, knowing the answer, but is it similar to when you're working, when I'm working with Mandarin speakers and there's a sound in between L and R, which means that the L and the R are constantly confused because it's moving between the two. Is it that the same as that in Cantonese?
We got the same kind of confusions, but not between la and ra. We confuse between l and n, la and na, la.
Ah, okay.
There is not a very clear difference there. So that's why when we say l, that the last sound, for example, light, sometimes people will hear that is night, because we don't really use the tip of the tongue to touch the alveolar ridge.
It's not
We
curling
use the
back, it's
front
moving.
part of
Yeah.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, even making an L, we're still using that part to do it.
Okay.
So that's why you still hear some nasals there. Yeah. So,
Interesting.
yeah.
All right.
Have a look of my dissertation.
I
It's
will, I
quite.
will. Thank you.